Today, we're exploring a profound and challenging spiritual idea presented in The Deity, A Gnostic Reflection on the True Divine by Ninox Antiliajo. This piece asks a question many of us have pondered. If God is perfect, why is creation so flawed? Rachel, Antiliajo doesn't shy away from a radical answer to this dilemma.
That's right, Jake. Antiliajo immediately dives into the Gnostic perspective, suggesting that what we've been told about God might only be half the story. The central concept is that the God who created this physical world with all its suffering and imperfections, the world Antiliajo calls the prison of matter, isn't the ultimate true source of divine love. Instead, this creator is a flawed architect, a being who believes himself to be God, but is not.
So this isn't an act of rebellion or blasphemy in the traditional sense, but an ancient reinterpretation. What exactly do the Gnostics call this flawed creator, and how do they describe its nature?
To the Gnostics, this lesser god is known as the Demiurge. Antiliajo describes the Demiurge as a controlling, often violent, and jealous entity who created matter, enforced laws, and demanded worship. He's characterized specifically as the god of fear, trapped in his own ignorance. The text contrasts this sharply with the true divine, which is portrayed not as a judge or a king, but as light itself, silence and peace, an infinite source of pure awareness.
And this true divine, this light and peace, is not found in an external deity but within us, according to the Gnostic view. This implies that our suffering isn't punishment, but a signal.
Precisely. Antiliajo explains that this world, this broken system, was never our true home. The pain we experience is not divine retribution, but a signal, a tension meant to pull us back to remembrance of our true origin. He emphasizes that this suffering functions like an anchor dragging on the soul. The true God, as he writes, was never far away, never hidden in a temple or trapped in a book. It was always inside us, accessible through gnosis, or direct knowledge.
That's a significant departure from many mainstream religious doctrines. How does this perspective reframe the role of figures like Jesus?
For the Gnostics, Jesus was not a sacrificial lamb meant to appease the Demiurge. As Antiliajo states, he was a liberator, a messenger from the higher realm. His purpose was not to die for sins, but to awaken humanity from illusion, to remind us of who we were before religious narratives told us otherwise. This highlights a mission of enlightenment and self-realization, not transactional redemption.
It's clear why such a message might have been suppressed historically. The article mentions the early church silencing this message and burning scrolls, attempting to consolidate power by maintaining the narrative of the external, fearful God. Yet the author suggests the spark never truly died.
Indeed, despite efforts to erase these teachings, Antiliajo believes this spark continues to flicker with those who question, doubt, and seek deeper truths. It's an invitation to awaken, to challenge inherited beliefs, and to uncover truths buried beneath conventional understanding. His reflection isn't about providing definitive answers, but about provoking that necessary inner awakening, the internal gnosis.
Ninox Antiliajo's The Deity, A Gnostic Reflection on the True Divine, certainly offers a powerful and introspective journey. It prompts us to consider that perhaps the God we've been taught to fear was never the true God at all, and that the real divine essence lies much closer to home, within ourselves.